Brainstorm savings for the unbanked. A financial counselor will educate clients on savings and borrowing for the unbanked, defined as individuals who lack access to traditional banking services, such as checking or savings accounts, often relying on alternative financial methods. Many U.S. households are considered unbanked, meaning no one in the house has a bank account. This situation arises for various reasons, including perceptions that banks are too expensive, experiences of being denied accounts, distrust of financial institutions, and general dissatisfaction with available banking services. Unbanked individuals can face multiple financial challenges as they navigate financial systems without full access to traditional banking resources. The unbanked generally have three basic banking needs. One of the three is access to a debit card, defined as a card linked to a bank account that allows users to make purchases or withdraw cash with funds deducted directly from their account. The other two basic banking needs include electronic funds access, the ability to receive direct deposits from employers or government benefits, avoiding check cashing fees and delays, the ability to quickly access cash, convenient and affordable ways to withdraw money for everyday expenses that require cash payment. Some prepaid debit cards offer savings pocket features or sub-accounts where users can set aside money separately from their spending balance without requiring traditional bank accounts. These provide a way to segregate funds for different purposes while maintaining easy access. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, has comprehensive guides on prepaid cards, including regulations and consumer protections. Payroll debit card is defined as a reloadable debit card provided by an employer that receives an employee's wages electronically, offering access to funds without a traditional bank account. Some employers offer payroll debit cards that can function as an alternative to direct deposit into a traditional bank account. Money-sharing apps represent another solution, allowing person-to-person transfers without being tied to a traditional bank account, though clients should be aware of potential fees and transaction limits. Counsel clients about secured credit cards that function like other credit cards but help build credit history when used responsibly. These cards typically require a security deposit that becomes the spending limit, reducing risk for the issuer while providing the client with payment functionality. Prepaid reloadable cards available at retail locations can also serve as payment alternatives without requiring a bank account or credit check. Help clients explore locations in their area where check cashing services are offered for lower fees than traditional providers. Additionally, some prepaid cards provide access to fee-free ATM networks, and many retailers offer cash back with purchases as an alternative to ATM withdrawals. For clients who need to convert checks to cash regularly, comparing fee structures across different service providers can result in significant savings. Community Development Financial Institutions, CDFIs, provide specialized financial services for those excluded from mainstream banking, often offering lower fees and more flexible requirements. Rotating savings circles, also known as TANDAs, SUSIS, or lending circles, create community-based, often deeply historical and culturally rooted opportunities where members contribute regularly and take turns receiving the pooled funds. If a client expresses interest in or is already participating in a savings circle, approach the conversation with respect for their cultural practices while still helping them understand how this fits within their broader financial picture. These systems have successfully helped people save money and build financial security for generations across many cultures. Rather than automatically directing clients toward more mainstream options, recognize that rotating savings circles might be the most appropriate choice for some clients based on their community connections, cultural background, and personal financial circumstances. Financial counselors seeking to learn more about serving unbanked clients could explore the FDIC's Economic Inclusion Resources, which provide research and tools specifically focused on these populations. Interview to determine why client is unbanked. This interview guide is designed to sensitively uncover why a client might be unbanked. It explores several key factors: previous negative experiences with traditional banking, financial challenges like excessive fees or overdrafts, concerns about garnishments and assets protection, cultural or family influences on banking decisions, trust issues with financial institutions. Some questions are open-ended to encourage dialogue while being respectful of potentially difficult financial circumstances. The structure moves from general banking history to specific concerns. This aims to help the counselor establish if the client's unbanked status stems from practical problems like fees, legal concerns like garnishments, or deeper issues of trust and cultural preferences. Start by saying something like, "I'd like to understand your experience with banking to help find financial solutions that work best for your situation." Your answers will help me provide better assistance. Then proceed by having a conversation with the client using the questions listed here in the order they appear. Have you ever had a bank account? If yes, when was the last time? What factors influenced your decision not to use traditional banking services? Listen for fees, minimum balance requirements, past negative experiences. What experiences with banks have you found challenging in the past? Non-sufficient funds fees or overdraft charges, account closures, difficulties maintaining minimum balances. Do you have concerns about funds in a bank account being subject to garnishment or legal claims? Could you tell me about any cultural traditions or family experiences that have shaped how you think about banking or financial institutions? Listen for family traditions of cash use, distrust of financial institutions. On a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rate your trust in traditional banking institutions? Why did you give it that rating? Follow up. What would increase your trust level? What would decrease your trust level? How do you feel about exploring different ways to manage your money beyond traditional banks? What financial services would be most valuable to you right now? Options: safe savings, low-cost check cashing, bill payment services. Brainstorm alternative savings strategies. In addition to unbanked clients, a financial counselor may have underbanked clients, defined as individuals who have bank accounts but frequently depend on alternative financial services, like payday loans or check cashing services, due to limited access to mainstream banking. Brainstorm alternative savings strategies with unbanked and underbanked clients. Second chance checking accounts are an alternative savings strategy to consider. These are specifically designed for individuals who have been denied traditional checking accounts due to a negative banking history reported in check systems or similar databases. These accounts provide essential banking services to those who have experienced issues like excessive overdrafts, unpaid fees, or involuntary account closures. While they can come with certain restrictions, such as higher monthly maintenance fees, daily debit card limits, and no overdraft protection, they offer a path back into the formal banking system. These accounts represent a helpful stepping stone toward financial inclusion, providing the security and convenience of traditional banking while rebuilding their banking reputation. Though not all banks offer this option, many credit unions, community banks, and some larger financial institutions do, often combining them with financial education components. After maintaining the account in good standing for 12 to 24 months, customers can usually graduate to standard checking accounts. It may be worth researching current offerings in the client's specific area, as these products evolve and financial institutions recognize populations in need. As a financial counselor, helping clients navigate these options can be an important part of supporting their journey back to financial stability. Brainstorm alternative borrowing strategies. For unbanked and underbanked clients, accessing credit presents unique challenges that require alternative borrowing strategies. Credit builder loans offered by community organizations and some credit unions are specifically designed for individuals with limited or damaged credit histories. These small, short-term loans place the borrowed funds in a restricted savings account while the borrower makes regular payments, establishing a positive payment history before accessing the money. Secured credit cards represent another viable option, requiring a security deposit that typically becomes the credit limit. This reduces risk for the card issuer while allowing clients to build credit with responsible use. Many prepaid card providers now offer secured credit options alongside their standard products, creating a bridge to traditional credit. Alternative financial services are defined as financial products and providers that operate outside of traditional banking, such as payday loans, check cashing services, and prepaid cards. Though not all financial institutions offer these alternatives, many community-based lenders, mission-driven organizations, and certain online platforms provide these programs, often combining them with financial education. After establishing positive repayment history through these alternative methods, clients may qualify for mainstream credit products. It may be worth exploring options in the client's specific area as these programs continue to develop in response to the needs of financially underserved populations. These alternative borrowing strategies represent crucial pathways toward financial inclusion, providing access to needed funds while simultaneously building credit history.